name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded towards one another, according to Christ Jesus. So the Apostle tells us, orders us. This is a very difficult, difficult task. This is that second part of the greatest commandment, that we would love our neighbor as ourself. But it's a bit of a riddle, really. At least it has been to me in the past. How can you be like-minded towards people that don't believe? How can you be like-minded to people that do evil things? Because the Apostle said, be like-minded to one another according to Jesus Christ. In other words, we should be like-minded with Him and treat people as He would treat them. Like I said, this is a very difficult task. And in fact, we fulfill it according to our faith. Because faith is not just what we believe. Faith is how we live. Faith is the person we are and the person we are becoming. And the Lord said to the two blind men, according to your faith, let it be unto you. This would also apply to every aspect of our life. According to our faith, we will be like-minded to others. According to our faith, we will treat others with kindness, even when they do not treat us with kindness. According to our faith, we will love our neighbor as ourself. It's a high calling. Now, before, many times I've defined for you salvation in many terms. Of course, the favorite of mine is in the gospel today, isn't it? Where the Lord Jesus Christ says, and this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. What is this? To know God is to become like Him. Now Jesus Christ set us an example of how to live with people. You know, He taught Judas as much as He taught everybody else. Judas was part of the private conversations. Judas was taught. Judas went out and performed miracles just like everybody else. And yet the Lord knew what Judas would do eventually. This is how we are like-minded with others. The Lord treats everyone with grace, dignity, respect. So should we. The Apostle in the beginning of his epistle says, we then that are strong are to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. This is a perfect definition of how a person should go about living his life. Not to consider yourself strong, because we are all weak. But in comparison to some others, we have strengths that they do not have. Certainly we are of the church, right? We partake of the body and blood of Christ. We have the Holy Spirit abiding within us. Isn't that a strength that other people do not have? Not to become puffed up about it, because we have not done much with this strength. But God lives within us. So what ought we do with this strength? Bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Christianity is not the avoidance of pleasure. Some people have thought of it that way. Christianity is where we think of others first. So we do not think of pleasing ourselves. We do not think of our pleasures before we think of others. And of course, the gospel makes it very clear who is our neighbor. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good, to his edification, the apostle says. And the parable of the Good Samaritan makes it very clear. Our neighbor is everyone. But that parable also makes it clear the human condition that we all share. There are those who are weaker than us, perhaps weaker for a moment or for a day or for an hour, and we must bear their burdens. Christianity is not about learning dogmatic facts. It's not about going to church and fasting. It's about becoming one with God. It's about becoming like-minded with God. And if we are like-minded with Him, then we will have all blessings because we will be at peace, no matter what our external circumstances are, no matter how people treat us, good or bad. We will be like-minded with them because Christ was like-minded with them. Not that we share in their depravities or their passions, but that we know that we share in their human condition. And therefore we have compassion for them, just as we have compassion for our own human condition. It's a great mystery how we can become like-minded with everyone. And the only way to find out the answer to this mystery is really the only way to find out every answer to every important question. And that is to be like Christ. This is the essence of our faith, to become like Christ, so that we would be like-minded with Him, and therefore we would treat others as He would treat them. At the end of the epistle, the apostle says, "Receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God." We should always remember things like this. Remember the parable about the unmerciful debtor? He had a great debt. It was forgiven him. And then he went to someone who owed a very paltry debt. And he had forgotten that he had just been forgiven a great debt. And he wanted to cast that one into prison. Truly, if a person does not remember where he came from, he will go right back to that place. If a person does not have a sense of gratitude for what God has done for him, then he will not treat other people with kindness. Because he won't remember that he was in that exact same condition. Perhaps still is in that same exact condition. Christ received us, although we don't deserve what he has done. Christ received us as weak and diseased people to make us strong, to make us healthy. So if he could receive us, shouldn't we receive anyone else? Because after all, he loves them as much as he loves us. This feeling of gratitude must always be present in a Christian. This feeling of, as it were, owing something. Because we have indeed been bought with a price. So we should feel we owe to God that we would love His brethren. And then, as we have strength, to give it to others to bear their infirmities. This is really true Christianity. But it comes from living according to who Jesus Christ is. Not from following rules, not from going to church, or from fasting. All those things are very important because they are helps to us. Without doing them, we cannot find our way. But they are not the way. The way is Jesus Christ. The answer to every question is Jesus Christ. So, do you want to have more faith? Be more like Jesus Christ and look to Him. Do you want to bear the infirmities of the weak? Be more like Jesus Christ and look to Him. May God help us to have such faith. Christianity is about how we treat others. If you don't treat others as Jesus Christ would treat them, then you're not a Christian. You know, in the Gospel, Jesus Christ spoke more about how we should relate to others than about Himself. And about how we should relate to God. And the reason why is because if we are to become like Jesus Christ, we will do it in the laboratory of this world where we are with our brothers, treating those with kindness even that do not have kindness towards us, loving those who do not love us, giving to those who take from us. This is true Christianity. And may God grant that we would have some strength according to our faith to bear the infirmities of the weak. Amen.